Okay, moving forward, you may help our East Coast Amron operators. Hurricane Helene has destroyed total towns on the East Coast. And then we got other devastation with Milton, or whatever that one followed. Sorry. Amron has several operators in the affected areas, and some of them have lost just about everything, yet they are still trying to help their neighbors and community. We have members with loss of homes, vehicles, and radio equipment. This is an Amron-sanctioned fundraiser. The needs will be assessed by the Amron leadership and distributed directly to Amron individuals in need. Please consider donating to help our fellow members who desperately need us. Thank you so much for your kindness and generosity. Please continue to pray for everyone back east. To donate, you may visit soamron.com, as I just mentioned, and click on the link on the home page. Here's a brief of what the Amron operators and volunteers are doing to help in the wake of Hurricane Helene. One, actual deployment missions throughout treacherous terrain into the devastated and cutoff areas to set up UHF, VHF, simplex, and repeater operations. Also helping with medevacs, supplies, etc. There are command centers, training and needs assessment teams, remote stations, fully equipped comm centers with radios already programmed, and much, much more. The Grindstone Ministries Forward Operating Base is ran like a military base comprised of mostly veterans with a high-paced, mission-focused tempo. Okay, we will be standing by for discussion and questions at the end of this net. For Amron questions that are not answered on the website, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is S-O like Southern Oregon, gmrsnet@gmail.com. It is that time of year again, the Amron GMRS Meet and Greet. Bob 572 has accepted to host at his house again on the river in Grants Pass, and that is next weekend, Saturday, October 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. The address is 5010 Leonard Road, Grants Pass. We'll hear from Bob and announcements shortly. Please stay tuned. This is week 188 of the Amron Net. Amron stands for the American Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of disasters and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in the net, regardless of what your radio skills are. I spell Amron phonetically, Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Oscar, November. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon to be able to have and share information during disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's also important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the grid goes down and radio may be the only form of communications you have. You should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. So I encourage you to stay tuned for the intelligence brief after we do roll call and then switch channels on your radio and participate in using your Channel 3s at the end of this net. Super important, people. Look what's happening back east right now. There are towns that are totally wiped out. No electricity, no communications, no cell phone. The only communication some of them have is by radio. This is only a practice net. You may visit www.amron.com. To download the latest Amron Signals operating instructions, see the Beacon newsletter, and more, you can become a core member and have access to lots of information and be able to help out if that's what you feel like doing. Also, be sure to visit our local Amron webpage at soamron.com, as mentioned. for radio recommendations, instructional documents, videos, and much, much more. We are family friendly and want anyone with a license to feel free to talk, including children. So remember, it's not ham radio. Let's keep it simple. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Also remember to announce your entire call sign at the end of your transmission and every 15 minutes when using this repeater system. The current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are usually before the net from about 6:15 to 6:45 p.m. with Roger, Rascal, Dewey, Day 427, Selma Snowman, and a couple other guys. We've got some good operators. Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Monday nights with the IVART check-ins with Craig and Judy. All the other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of this net. Take note of who you hear and communicate with them. Practice makes perfect. If anyone is interested in being an Amron operator and learning how simple it is to run a net for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Once again, sogmrsnet@gmail.com. All right, the dad joke of the week is, Dad, can you put my shoes on? No, I don't think they'll fit me. Oh, all right, getting serious, the order of this net is as follows. First, announcements, then we'll do check-ins, then we'll do online check-in confirmations and late check-ins and visitors. After that, the Amron Intelligence Brief, and last, the Channel 3 Project. Discussions, questions, and the net will close. All right, we're going to start with announcements. Ladies first, please. Karen, 359, are you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Well, hey there, lady. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself? I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there listening to join in the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to net control.
Thanks, Karen. I'm doing well, too, and great to hear your voice. I love to be part of that ladies' Patriot Net, and a lot of people like to listen to it, so thanks again for doing what you do. Next announcement, I'm going to call Bob 572 to talk about the gathering. Are you there, Bob?
Yes, I'd like to invite everybody. Kids, everybody, it is Saturday, come early afternoon, and I will provide the plates and the tableware, you know, the knife and plastic forks and stuff, and all you have to do is bring the food. You can come anytime in the afternoon, and you'd be more than welcome. Let's have a fun time. This is WRKF 572 Bob.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate you offering your beautiful place on the river there. Good place to be, 5010 Leonard Road. There's lots of good people who bring excellent food. It's a good hangout. You have tables, and there's a couple canopies for in case the weather is not favorable. And you all just need to bring your chairs and the right clothes and maybe whatever you want to drink. Please, no alcohol. That's a request. And just bring some food and good times. We're there. Next, Craig, 605, are you there?
Thank you for doing the net, Kimber. This is WRPJ, 605. And Bob, thank you for hosting the party again. I read you loud and clear. How do you copy?
Uh, I hear you pretty clearly, and volume is great there, Craig, but you have a hum on your line, but you're readable.
I turned the fan off, but thank you for letting me know. This is connecting with the community, one radio at a time, IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, community education, activities, technical assistance. We have meetings every second Tuesday, 6 p.m., at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. We have 3NEX every Monday night at 7 p.m., GMRS 462-600, PL 141.3. Then we have an AMRON FRS Channel 3 project, and after that, an AMRON MERS 3 project. And at Wednesday, 7 p.m., we have a HamNet break. Also, this Sunday, October 20th, from 1 to 3 p.m., 513 Northeast 6th Street, across from the courthouse, we are at the Republican Party headquarters. We're having a nonpartisan radio discussion only, so you don't have to be affiliated with the Republican Party to come to this meeting. We'll be programming Mofang radios with the IVARC programming, radio instructional and assistance. If we need assistance, if there's anybody out there that knows Mofang training that could help in the crowd that we're going to be, supposed to be a lot of people. Anyway, thank you and back to the net.
All right, Craig, thanks for getting that message out. Appreciate that. If anybody can help, please step forward and reach out. Next we have Dewey 605. Are you available?
This is Dave, 427. I did the CB check-in tonight. We had 11. I'm going to go ahead and do the ham and the MERS and the PERS after this net.
All right, copy 427. We got you down. Thank you. Okay, any other announcements, please come now.